Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water. Let's look at the starting lineups for this game. First of all, for the Malcolm Clippers, they'll go with Hayden Frank. Frank is 6'2 and a junior. Maddox Meyer, a 6-foot sophomore. Lucas Christensen. Christensen is 6'2 and a junior. Drew Johnson. Johnson, 6'5 and a junior. And Connor Zegar. Zegar is a senior at 6'1. The Clippers are coached by Coach Chris Lewandowski. Starting lineup for your Johnson County Central Thunderbird, Jonathan Duncan back in the starting lineup. He was out with an injury. He is a 6'6" senior. Trey Holtus, a 6-foot senior. Cameron Schuster, a junior at 6'2". Keegan Jones, a freshman at 6'2". And Rodrigo Rivera, a 6'6" senior. Those are the starting five for Coach Kirk Ferris and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. This is the third place consolation game here of the ECNC Conference Tournament. We're ready to get underway. Jonathan Duncan will step into the center court. He'll jump it up against 6'5" Drew Johnson as we're set to tip it up here at Weeping Water. The official steps in, and we're underway. The tip's going to be controlled by the Thunderbirds. Trey Holtus comes up with the basketball off the tip. He'll come down and look at a man-to-man defense from the Clippers. Holtus, a spin move, works one-on-one against Hayden Frank, works to the left elbow, comes to the right side with it to Schuster. In the corner, right side, is Jonathan Duncan. Baseline, can't get in there with it. Back up to Rivera. Now Duncan has the ball. He's at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Oh, and the ball goes off the fingertips of Cam Schuster on the left elbow. Looked away just for a moment, and the ball went right through his hands and goes out of bounds. So on their first possession, a turnover for the Thunderbirds. Clippers will have the basketball. Maddox Meyer is the point guard. He will set the offense. Man-to-man defense from Johnson County Central. Meyer on the left wing. He picks up the dribble, gives it to the top of the key. Here's a three that's up and good by Hayden Frank. Frank hits a three from the top of the circle off the feed from Maddox Meyer. 3-0. Malcolm out to the early lead. Johnson County Central's basketball. Rivera, left wing, holding the ball high above his head. Comes to the right side, a cross-court pass with it to Trey Holtus. Holtus penetrates in, goes for a driving layup. Has the shot blocked away, knocked out of bounds. Going to have a whistle and a foul is called. Foul is going to be called on Hayden Frank, his first personal, team foul number one on the Clippers. At the free throw line will be Trey Holtus. He'll be shooting two shots. Holtus, a 6-foot senior. He aims the basket, shot is up, and good. He got the first one. He'll have a second shot once again coming up here as he takes aim. 3-1 our score now. Malcolm up by two. Holtus ready for that second free throw. Taking his time at the line. The shot is up, and this one rims around and out of there. Won't stay in, and the rebound comes down to the Clippers. Into forecourt is Drew Johnson. Johnson up the top of the circle. Kicks it over to the right wing now to Maddox Meyer. Meyer guarded closely out there. Into the corner left side. A long three is up and off. No good. And with the rebound for Johnson County Central is Keegan Jones. Outlet pass to Holtus. He's down court in a hurry with the ball. Holtus on the right side of the free throw lane. Puts it up to the top of the key to shoot. Schuster almost lost a handle on it. Schuster had one get away from him on the last trip. Here's Duncan. Pass underneath to Rivera. Oh, Rivera had a point-blank shot underneath and couldn't get it to fall. Missed the bunny underneath. Quickly come the Clippers. Pass under the bucket to the left side. Shot is up and off. Doesn't go. A rebound, a putback is up. It won't go. That shot by Christensen. The first one by Johnson. And the rebound to Duncan. Duncan with the ball at the top of the circle. Goes to the left side with it. Here's a driving lay-in up in and out off the rim. It rolled around by Keegan Jones, and it would not stay in the hole. It was up there for the longest time on an open layup. There's a pass that's wide of the mark, goes out of bounds into the cheerleaders for Johnson County Central, and the basketball will go over to the Thunderbirds. T-Birds basketball, Duncan on the inbound pass, tosses into Trey Holtus. Holtus with the ball across the timeline. At the top of the circle to Duncan on the right wing. He holds the ball on the right side of the circle. Across court to the left. Lob pass underneath. They were trying to get it into Jones. The pass is stolen away by Maddox Meyer. Meyer brings it the distance. Now tried to feed it off to a teammate on the side. Ball is loose. Flipped underneath. Meyer with a shot off the glass. Up and good. Maddox Meyer with his first basket of the night, and it's 5-1. Malcolm with the early lead, 5:20 to play here in the first period. Johnson County Central's basketball, Jones to Rivera. Rivera looks under the basket, had Schuster there for a minute, instead gives to Holtus. Holtus up top with it, back to Rivera. In the corner, here's Duncan, tries to move to the basket. Blocking foul on the baseline as Duncan made a move toward the hoop. See who this one's on. I think the foul's going to be called on Lucas Christensen. On Lucas, his first personal team foul, number two on the Clippers. Johnson County's basketball under their own basket. Holtus inbounds it to Duncan in the corner on the left side. He clears the pass back up to Holtus, who dribbles between the rings. He's out near the midcourt circle at the top of the free throw circle. Right side goes to Rivera. He gives to Duncan. Duncan takes a couple of dribbles, now works to the left side baseline underneath the basket. Reverse lay-in up and good. Nice move by Keegan Jones for the reverse lay-in off the feet from Duncan. And it's a 5-3 ball game. The lead is two for Malcolm with 4:30 to play here in the first quarter. Duncan with a nice steal. They were trying to get it into Drew Johnson, and Jonathan Duncan stepped in front of him, stole the basketball. Across court, it comes to the near side. Jones almost had to get away, gives to Holtus. Holtus dribbles in for a driving lay-in, up and good. Trey Holtus with his first field goal of the evening, and we're tied at 5, 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rivera is there to pull down the defensive board for the Thunderbirds. Rodrigo Rivera, outlet pass to Holtus to the right side. Schuster, open look. Holtus from the right corner for three. It's up and off. No good. The ball is fought for. Duncan has the rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Can't get it. Got his own rebound again. Puts it into the corner. Here's a long three from the left side that's up and won't go down. That three was put up by Cam Schuster. And the rebound and the race down the floor. The lay-in up and good by Drew Johnson. Johnson with the lay-in off the right side. Makes it 7-5. Malcolm back on top. 3:28 to play in the first quarter. Duncan with the ball into the corner. Fall away jump shot. Rimmed around. In and out of there. Wouldn't stay down. Popped out, and the rebound comes out to the Clippers. Into forecourt is Hayden Frank with the basketball. Across court pass to Johnson. Johnson lobs it back looking for Frank. Holtus tips it away. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, but it's going to be Malcolm's basketball. There's a couple of subs in for the Clippers now. Carson Frank checks into the lineup. Also, Anthony Kuma in for the first time this afternoon. Clippers ball under their own basket to inbound it. Baseline left side of the backboard. They get it inside to Meyer. Meyer carried the basketball. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Johnson County Central. Big welcome to all of our listeners around the Johnson County Central area. Glad to have you tuned in to Sunny 101.3 this afternoon if you couldn't make it here to Weeping Water. My name's Randy Gatula, describing the action for you as Johnson County comes down and sets up their offense at the far end of the court. With the basketball at the top of the circle, Speckman in the lineup now. Brandon Speckman penetrates in, left side of the lane, jump shot partially blocked. Speckman got his rebound, goes up with a second shot and blocked once again. And now the Clippers come up with the basketball. 7-5, Malcolm on top by two. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Maddox Meyer with the basketball, goes to the right elbow with it. A cross court pass to Drew Johnson. Back to Meyer once again. Looking underneath for Kuma. Top of the key, a three-pointer up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound, and it's going to go off of Holtus out of bounds. It'll belong to Malcolm. Another sub checking in for the Clippers, Connor Zegar, who started the game, back into the ball game now. Looks like taking a break now will be Jonathan Duncan. Back onto the floor for Duncan comes Cam Schuster. Also now Wyatt Ludeman in the ball game for Johnson County Central. Ludeman, a 6'1 sophomore. Little sister Dakota got her 1,000th career point last night. Here's a long three that's up and good, put in by Hayden Frank. That's his second three-pointer. Suddenly it's 10-5, a five-point lead. Bounce pass on the baseline, stolen away, saved from going out of bounds. Now they're going to say it'll stay with Johnson County Central. Dakota Ludeman, 1,000 points last night playing for Sterling High School. Our congratulations to Dakota on that accomplishment. That's no small feat in today's high school world, 1,000 points. Johnson County Central will have the ball. They inbound the pass. They toss it in here to Brandon Speckman. Speckman gives off to Holtis on the right side. Back up top, it comes to Speckman. Left wing to Ludeman. Ludeman into the corner. Wyatt puts it down into the left side. Now it comes back to Holtis, and he'll reset the offense. This man-to-man defense is kind of an in-your-back-pocket defense. They're right up on each one of the ball handlers. The moment they get the ball, there's somebody there trying to trap him. A very tenacious man-to-man. Speckman feeds it under the basket. Holtu shot off the glass, up and good. Speckman with the assist. Trey Holtu with the basket. 10-7, your score. Here's a long down court pass, too long, thrown away by the Clippers. Johnson County gets the ball right back. A minute 17 to play here in the first quarter at Weeping Water. 10-7, Malcolm up by three. JCC with the basketball. Trey Holtus will bring it up the court and set his offense to the left side to Speckman with the ball. Speckman clears it back to Cam Schuster. Schuster, again, they go to Holtis. Schuster sets a pick for him. Holtis dribbles through the pick and ends up at the top of the circle. Right side, Ludeman driving baseline. Right side, shot is up, off, doesn't go. Rebound, put back, tip in by Cam Schuster. Cameron Schuster with his first 2 points. It's 10-9, a one-point ball game with 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. An open look three from the right elbow is up and good by Connor Zegar. Zegar nails a three from the right elbow and is back to a four-point ball game, 13-9, with 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Holtis with the ball. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass to Ludeman. He goes up with a shot and got blocked. Ludeman got stuffed under there, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Maddox Meyer back into the lineup, replacing Hayden Frank now for the Clippers. Johnson County Central. Schuster will inbound it under his own basket on the baseline. Into the corner. Here's a three from the deep corner. Left side that's up and off. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Clippers. That shot was put up over there by Keegan Jones for three, just long off the mark. 10 seconds to go. Clippers will play for one. Zegar on the dribble. Down to 5 seconds. Stands on the right wing. Gets it underneath. Baseline left side. Jump shot blocked away nicely. Saved from going out of bounds. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, the Malcolm Clippers lead Johnson County Central 13-9. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
13-9, our score after one quarter. Malcolm up by four. We move to the second period here in this ECNC third-place consolation game. Malcolm with the basketball. Long three from the corner. Baseline left side off the mark. Ball tipped around. Grabbed up by Holtis. He'll bring the ball up court for JCC. Trey Holtis works to the left side of the free throw lane. Hands it up to Jonathan Duncan, and Duncan works between the rings. To the right elbow with the pass. On the right side now it comes to Logan Carnegie. Barris Carnegie handles the basketball. He goes to Rivera with a bounce pass. Now to the left elbow, Jonathan Duncan. Duncan was thinking about a three. Now pulls up for a 10-foot jumper from the left side that doesn't go. Rivera rebound follow shot. Duncan rebound follow shot. And Jonathan Duncan got the basket. His first 2 points, back to a two-point ball game, 13-11. Duncan nearly had the steal, came over, tipped the ball away from Drew Johnson, but it goes out of bounds off of Duncan's fingertips. It'll stay with the Clippers. 7:12 to go, opening minute here in the second period, 13-11. Clippers up by two. Malcolm with the basketball. Meyer with a long three, right side. That was Drew Johnson. Johnson hits the three-pointer from the left side. 16-11. Here's Duncan driving lay-in up and good. Jonathan Duncan answered very quickly. He's got 4 points. Timeout taken on the floor by the Clippers. 6:54 to play first half. 16-13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Malcolm Clippers leading Johnson County Central 16-13 with 6:54 to play in the first half here at Weeping Water. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Clippers. They will inbound it. Malcolm with a three-point lead. They took the timeout and wanted to talk about things here. Inbounding the pass is Connor Zegar. Zegar tosses into Hayden Frank. He'll bring it up the court. Carnegie picks him up defensively at midcourt. Bounce pass comes to the near side over to Christensen. There's a 12-foot jumper right side up and good for two by Connor Zegar. Zegar got an open look just off the right side of the free throw line and put it down. 18-13, the lead is five now. For the Clippers, Jonathan Duncan dribbling out at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass to Rivera, deflected away. Back to Duncan it goes. Duncan into the corner. Now here's Holtus with a jump shot from the left side baseline that's off. Rebound brought down by Malcolm. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Johnson County Central. Foul is going to be on Rodrigo Rivera. On Rivera, his first personal, team foul number one on Johnson County Central. 18-13 your score. Malcolm with the lead. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. This is Hayden Frank under the basket. Kicks the ball to the top of the circle. An open look by Johnson. He didn't want to take it. Now Maddox Meyer with a three that's up and off. No good. Ball tipped around out of bounds. And it's touched last by Drew Johnson for the Clippers. That means Johnson County Central will get the basketball. Jonathan Duncan will inbound it. Duncan inbounds the pass. On the baseline in backcourt across the timeline. Here comes Holtus with the ball to Carnegie left wing. Carnegie up to the top of the circle with it. Keegan Jones. Jones feeds it into Rivera. He got triple team down there, and they're going to say Rodrigo traveled with the basketball. Carnegie leaves the ball game. Checking back in is Wyatt Ludeman, a 6'1 sophomore. Ludeman back into the ball game. With the basketball is Hayden Frank now for the Clippers. Picked up by Ludeman in the man-to-man defense. Frank with an across-the-court pass to the baseline. On the left side it goes. There's a fall-away jump shot that's up and off. No good. Put up by Lucas Christensen. Rebound to Jonathan Duncan. Duncan down court with the ball for the Thunderbirds. Gives to Ludeman. Ludeman, a cross-court pass, comes to the near side with it to Keegan Jones. Jones finds Holtus with a bounce pass to the right wing. Holtus on the elbow right side, a cross-court skip pass to Ludeman. Far side on the left of the basket. Ludeman down into the corner, baseline right side to Keegan Jones. Jones has the ball, thought about it, now dribbles into the base. Put a pass underneath Rivera. Oh, Rivera came up short. Ball was stolen away by Duncan. Now it's loose on the floor, and Ludeman comes out of there with it. Players on the floor all over the place, bumping into one another. Holtus has the basketball. Rivera holding his head, got his glasses knocked off. He and Jonathan Duncan cracked heads down there. And now, going to have an offensive foul on Johnson County Central. I think that was a reactionary thing down there. Rivera was not happy, and he gave somebody a little shove and got called for a foul. That'll turn the ball back over to the Clippers. So Johnson County with a lost opportunity on that possession. Connor Zegar down court. Zegar puts it inside the paint. Free throw line, turnaround, jump shot up and good by Drew Johnson. Johnson with 7 points. 20-13, biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Ludeman under the basket. His shot is blocked out of bounds, and it'll go to the Clippers. 20-13, Malcolm up by 7 with 4 minutes, 27 seconds to play in the first half here at Weeping Water High School. My name is Randy Gatula describing the action. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, back at the studios. with the ball on the left wing is Maddox Meyer to the top of the key for three. Shot is up and good by Drew Johnson. That's his second three-pointer. He's in double figures with 10 points, and suddenly it's a 10-point double-digit lead for Malcolm, 23-13. JCC having trouble getting the ball across the timeline. They did so. There's a long three from the left wing that's put up. Duncan comes down with a rebound. He's in traffic. Duncan follow shot, put back. It won't drop. And again, the rebound comes out to Johnson County Central. From the left side, Holtus for three. It won't go. JCC had four shots up there, four shots on goal, three of them under the bucket, and came away empty-handed. Here's a turnover back down the court. Holtus with the steal. He'll take it in for a driving lay-in. Up and good. Trey Holtus stole the ball and went coast to coast. Timeout taken. Malcolm, 23-15. Clippers up by 8. 3:32 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School. 3 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the first half of this boys' third-place consolation game of the ECNC tournament. The Malcolm Clippers leading Johnson County Central, 23-15 our score. Clippers basketball after the timeout. Inbound the pass to Hayden Frank. Frank is the point guard. Picked up by Ludeman defensively. Frank goes to the right elbow with the pass to Johnson. Drew Johnson back up to Frank, and that's going to almost an over and back. Frank saved it. Gets it off to Maddox Meyer under the basket. Here's a shot up and off. No good. Rebound Holtus. Shot put up by Anthony Kuma. Holtus down court into the baseline right side. Around the horn to the left wing. Cam Schuster for three. No. Jonathan Duncan with the rebound. Duncan follow shot up. It's in and out. And the rebound this time by Maddox Meyer for the Clippers. Johnson County Central has had some really tough luck right down under the basket. Several nice looks that they just couldn't get down. There's a shot underneath that misses. Rebound follow shot. Duncan with a block. Now a three from the top of the key that's up. And the rebound brought down by Schuster. Schuster with his outlet pass flips the ball out to Holtus. 23-15. The lead is 8 for Malcolm with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Ludeman has the basketball. Wyatt Ludeman goes to Schuster left wing. Now to Jonathan Duncan. Duncan at the free throw line on the right side of the lane. Into the corner, Ludeman. Pass stolen away. Breakaway layup. Slam dunk. Stuffing the ball with a dunk there was Drew Johnson. He's got 12 points. Back to a 10-point lead for Malcolm, 25-15, as we near the 2-minute mark to play here in the second quarter. Holtus goes to Duncan with the pass. Duncan looks underneath. Can't find the cutter going through that in the paint with Schuster. Back it goes to Holtus, left side in the corner. He penetrates. Little floater up and good. Trey Holtus with a nice move to the bucket. He's got 9 points now. And that gets Johnson County Central back within 8 at 25-17 with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Here's a nice move to the basket, but couldn't finish there by Drew Johnson. And the rebound is pulled down by Johnson County's Cam Schuster. Inside goes Holtus in traffic, tries to go up with a shot. Trey is going to be fouled. We'll put Trey Holtus to the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots for JCC. Foul's going to be on Hayden Frank. And on Hayden Frank, that'll be his second personal, team foul number 3. At the line, Trey Holtus, he'll be shooting 2 shots. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon, has 9 points here in the first half of the ballgame. 1:21 showing on the clock to play here in the second period. First of 2 free throws is up and good for Trey Holtus. He's now in double figures, has 10 points, and he's made 2 out of 3 from the line. Back into the game, Logan Barris-Carnegie checking in for JCC. Also, Brandon Speckman back out on the floor now for Johnson County. Trey Holtu's second free throw is up. This one rims off to the right, doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Drew Johnson. Across the timeline with the dribble come the Clippers. And the ball inside to Luke Smith. Traveling is going to be called. It'll be a turnover. They'll give it back to JCC. So now Johnson County Central within 7 and a minute 15 to go. A chance to close up a little closer. Lucas Christensen, who started the ball game, checks back in. He'll replace Luke Smith for the Clippers. Holthus, the ball handler at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Cam Schuster. Schuster to the right side now. Gives it over to Brandon Speckman. Speckman gives inside to Holthus. Driving lay-in. Holthus puts it up. He'll be fouled. We'll put Trey Holthus back to the line. Once again to shoot 2 shots. Foul is going to be called on Lucas Christensen. His 2nd personal, team foul number 4. Trey Holthus is 2 out of 4 from the line this afternoon. Has 10 points. Here shooting 2 shots once again. First one is up and good. Seems to have a pattern. He makes one, misses one, made one, missed one. Now he made one. Let's see if he can break that pattern here. Rodrigo Rivera back into the ballgame for the final 56 seconds of this period. He checks back in. Trey Holthus ready for that 2nd free throw. Bends the knees. Takes aim, shot is up. This one is good. Got them both that time. He's now made 4 out of 6 from the line. Has 12 points in the ball game. 25-20, a 5-point game with 44 seconds. Trying to drive toward the hoop, a cross-court pass. Here's a 3 on the way. Doesn't go. Rebound, fought for, loose on the floor. No shot there. Now back to the top of the key it comes, and they'll back it out and reset things. Drew Johnson gives it over to Zegar. Zegar finds Maddox Meyer. Ball tipped away, goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central. Now the T-Birds have 30 seconds left with which to work here in the first half. They have pulled back to within 5 at 25-20. Coach Kirk Ferris is going to send Keegan Jones back out onto the floor. They'll come down and probably play for 1 here, down by 5. Holthus dribbles it into forecourt, gives to the left wing. Aaron Ludeman with the basketball. Wyatt Ludeman in the paint. Old Ludeman's pass is wide of the mark and stolen away. Oh, traveling is going to be called. They stepped on the sideline, rather, the Clippers. JCC got a break there after that stolen pass. 15 seconds to go. They're down by 5, 25-20. Clippers lead it. Ludeman will inbound the pass. Hits it into Holthus. 15 seconds on the clock. They'll play for 1 shot here. Holthus gives to Rivera on the left side of the lane. Rivera holds the ball. 6 seconds, 5 seconds in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Reverse lay-in up and good by Jonathan Duncan. There's the buzzer. Johnson County Central pulled off that last play successfully and got back within 3 at the half. Our score, the Malcolm Clippers 22-25, Johnson County Central 22. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. Be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Weeping Water High School. At the half, the Malcolm Clippers leading Johnson County Central 25-22 in this third-place consolation game of the ECNC Conference Tournament. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Malcolm, Drew Johnson leads the way. He has 12 points. Hayden Frank with 6. 5 points for Connor Zegar. And Maddox Meyer has 2 for their total of 25. From the free throw line, Malcolm did not shoot any free throws in the first half. For Johnson County Central, they're led at the half by Trey Holtus. Trey has 12 points in the game. Jonathan Duncan with 6 in the contest. Cam Schuster added 2, and Keegan Jones with 2 for their total of 22. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central went 4 out of 6. All of those free throws shot by Trey Holtus. 25-22, our halftime score, the Malcolm Clippers leading the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of messages from our fine sponsors, and then we'll be back here live at Weeping Water for third quarter action. That's all coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best. And the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 48. Southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22. Tonight, partly cloudy. High of 47. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday and highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School, where it's halftime. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are trailing the Malcolm Clippers, 25-22, our halftime score. Up next after this, scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip-off, is the girls' third-place consolation game. That will feature the Falls City Lady Tigers and the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. And we're going to take a break. We won't have the 6 o'clock girls' championship, but we will be back on the air for the nightcap later tonight, the boys' championship game. And, boy, that's going to be a dandy. I'm looking forward to that matchup. The Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Freeman Falcons. Auburn at 17-2. Their only two losses have been in overtime games this year. Freeman, 19-1, and their only loss was to Auburn back on the second game of the season in early December. So a real matchup coming up tonight, that 8 o'clock ball game in the boys' championship of the ECNC Conference Tournament. We hope you'll join us for that broadcast later on tonight. Right now, as we said, it's halftime here in the boys' third-place game. 25-22. Interesting, Malcolm did not shoot any free throws at all in the first half. In fact, there was only one personal foul called on the Thunderbirds in that first half, so they played error-free ball pretty much there defensively. And the Johnson County, meanwhile, hit 4 of 6 free throws, all of those attempts by Trey Holtus. So that helped keep the T-Birds close. They were down by as much as 10. 23-13, battle back to a three-point ball game, and now they'll have the first possession of this third quarter and a chance to chip away at that three-point lead again, possibly on this first possession. JCC's basketball, we're underway in the second half. Inbound the pass to Trey Holtus. Holtus picked up on defense by Hayden Frank in the man-to-man, goes to Duncan with the basketball. Duncan tries to go around his defender, kicks it into the corner. Open look, baseline, left side, three-pointer, up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound. Rivera was down there trying to take that, or Duncan, I guess, are going to get for it. I thought Rivera went after it, but Duncan gets called for the personal on Jonathan, his first team foul, number one, on Johnson County Central. Here's Hayden Frank with the ball for the Clippers. Frank goes to the left wing with it to Zegar. Zegar up top to Christensen, to the right side to Frank for three. Got it. Hayden Frank nails a three from the right wing. Makes it 28-22. Lead is back to 6. Timeout, Johnson County Central. 7:21 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Kirk Ferris didn't like something he saw there, so Coach Ferris took a timeout here early in this third quarter, opening minute, in fact. Johnson County with the ball now, down by six, 28-22. Duncan holds the ball on the right side of the lane. Pass comes to Holtus in the paint. Baseline left side in traffic into the corner. Schuster with the ball. He can't get a look at the basket. To Rivera in traffic. They're going to try and tie Rivera up. And that's what we have. Jump ball is called. Reaching in there to get a hold of the ball was Lucas Christensen. Possession arrow points to the Clippers. Malcolm will have the ball back with a six-point lead. 6:56 to go in the third quarter. 28-22. The lead is six for Malcolm as Hayden Frank dribbles the ball out near the midcourt line. Now passes to the right wing with it. He goes over to Zegar. Zegar up top to Drew Johnson. Long three, short off the front of the rim, but the rebound pulled down by Zegar. Zegar clears it out to Maddox Meyer, who launched that three a moment ago. Meyer's got another open look. This time he elects not to take the shot. Comes back to Meyer at the free throw line inside the free throw circle. Meyer one dribble to the left wing. Now at the free throw line again, it comes back to Meyer. Right elbow, Hayden Frank. Inside free throw line, turnaround jump shot up and good by Drew Johnson. Johnson with 14 points, and it's an 8-point ball game, 30-22. Still in backcourt is Holtus. They get it across the timeline into Schuster. Ball tipped away and stolen. Loose basketball grabbed up by the Clippers. They come on the attack. Hayden Frank takes it all the way in for the layup, blocked away by Duncan. Follow shot, try for tip in, put back, won't go. Duncan tipped the ball away, rebound Hayden Frank. Frank, a cross-court pass, comes to the far side with it to Drew Johnson. Johnson inside to Meyer. Meyer can't get a turnaround shot. Again, hands the ball to Johnson. Under the basket, right side is Frank. Top of the circle. Open three from the top of the key is up and off the rim. Duncan's there for the rebound for Johnson County Central. 30-22. The lead is 8 for the Clippers. Johnson County, a little floater from the right side. Up and off. That shot put up by Keegan Jones. It wouldn't drop. The rebound comes down to Hayden Frank. Frank, one-on-one against Jones. Jones strips the ball away and gets a steal from him. Jones down court. Frank gives chase. Behind the back dribble. Ball is loose. He turns it over. Coming up with it is Maddox Meyer. Well, they tried to go with the behind the back dribble there. Keegan Jones ended up resulting in a turnover. 30-22, an 8-point lead. Malcolm with the basketball, 4:53 to go in the quarter. Timeout taken by the Clippers, 4:52 to play third period, 30-22. Malcolm leading Johnson County Central. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School, the site of the ECNC Conference Tournament Finals. We're at the midway point of the boys' third-place consolation game, 30-22. Malcolm leading Johnson County Central. Up next, it'll be girls' third-place game, Auburn and Falls City. And then the nightcap tonight, the big one, the Auburn boys and the Freeman Falcons. That'll be a dandy matchup. You'll hear all those games live right here. Meanwhile, later this afternoon over on KTNC, John Nixon will have Pioneer Conference coverage. We'll tell you more about that later. That starts at 4:30 from Humboldt with the ball, the Clippers into forecourt. Right side, long three, up and off, no good, and the rebound coming down to Keegan Jones. Jones, outlet to Duncan. Jonathan Duncan, down court with the ball, finds Ludeman with the pass to the right side. Holtus looking for Duncan under the basket. Lob pass into Jonathan Duncan, shot up off the glass and good. That's the play they need to work there for Johnson County Central, because I don't think anybody can stop Duncan underneath if they can get the ball into him. He's got enough of a height advantage here on Malcolm. He should do well. 30-24, back to a 6-point lead now for the Clippers. Ball stolen away. Oh, nice steal. Coming back the other direction. Driving lay-in up and good by Keegan Jones. Jones got the steal and the breakaway layup. Pulls JCC back within four at 30-26. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. Dribbling off his foot there was Drew Johnson, a turnover. JCC within four. A chance to close it up tighter here as they get the ball back. Checking in now is Anthony Kuma. Kuma comes in to replace Lucas Christensen for the Clippers. Inbounding the pass now against full court pressure will be Keegan Jones. Jones easily gets it into Holtus. Back to Jones across to Ludeman. They're still in backcourt. Now Ludeman across the timeline. Underneath, Ludeman with a pass and all alone under the basket. He found Brandon Speckman. Ludeman with the assist. Speckman with the easy basket unguarded on the baseline. It's a two-point basketball game, 30-28. JCC has trailed by as much as 10. They've battled back to within two here once again. Clippers, ball is loose. Everybody chases after it. Clippers get it back to the right side. Here's a three. No offensive foul. That negated a three-point basket that was put up here on the near side as we had an offensive foul just before the pass was flipped out there. The foul's on Drew Johnson. Drew's first personal, first team foul of the half on the Clippers. Now, a chance to tie or take the lead for Johnson County Central. 3:18 to play third period, 30-28, a two-point lead for the Clippers. Ludeman with the basketball across to the right side, takes a couple of dribbles at the top of the key. Now he needs help, gives it up to Holtus, and Holtus will reset things. They kind of turned it up a notch on this man-to-man defense, the Malcolm Clippers, coming right out and chasing after the basketball. Ludeman, right wing, into the corner baseline, right side. Keegan Jones, up top, Speckman, in the paint. Speckman, oh, he puts it underneath. Duncan, shot is up, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. Jonathan Duncan will be at the line, where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson County Central. Duncan got a nice pass on the baseline there from Jones. The foul is going to be called on Connor Zegar. On Zegar, his first team foul, number two, Jonathan Duncan. Free throw is up short. Well, Duncan had a chance here to maybe tie things up, but he missed the first one. He can still get JCC back within one if he can hit this second attempt. Jonathan Duncan, a 6'6 senior at the line, looks to the basket. Shot is up, and it's short also. Both of them short, hit the front of the rim. So a chance to tie it, got away there. 30-28, two-point lead for Malcolm. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Here come the Clippers down to set it up offensively. Kuma to the right side, gives up here to Maddox Meyer. In traffic, in the paint. Ball was loose there for a minute. Around the horn it comes, back to the top of the key to Carson Frank. He just holds it. Speckman comes out to chase Frank here in the man-to-man defense. Now to the top of the key to Johnson. Ball tipped away and stolen with the steal all the way down, driving, laying up and good. Super job there for Johnson County by Brandon Speckman on the steal and the breakaway lay-in. And we're tied at 30 all. All tied up. The T-Birds have battled back. There's a turnover. The T-Birds have battled back from a 10-point deficit. They trailed 23-13, and they're now tied up at 30 apiece, and they have the basketball off the turnover, a chance to take the lead for Johnson County Central. Here we go, T-Bird fans, into forecourt with the ball. Under the basket is Holtus. Turnaround shot. He got it. Trey Holtus has 14 points, and he just put Johnson County on top, 32-30. Thunderbirds with the lead here at Weeping Water. Now into forecourt comes Carson Frank. Frank feeds it into Meyer. Meyer can't get a shot. Right side, long two, up and off, no good. Rebound Holtus. Holtus one-on-two fast break. Decides to hold things up. Top of the key, Speckman. Underneath the bucket, they get it into Duncan. His shot is up and good. Jonathan Duncan in double figures. He's got 10 points. Johnson County up by four, 34-30. T-Bones lead it. Timeout taken now by the Clippers. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. With a minute and 11 seconds to go in the third quarter, Johnson County leads it 34-30 on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, during the timeout, Johnson County fans up on their feet. The cheerleaders down here leading them on in a cheer, and they're having a pretty good time right at this point, as you might well imagine, having come back from a 10-point deficit to where they are now up by four, 34-30, JCC with the lead. A minute and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter here in the third-place consolation game. Clippers will have the basketball. Coach Lee Wondowski was unhappy, took a timeout to try and reverse the momentum here a little bit. Hayden Frank has the basketball for the Clippers. He gives the ball to Maddox Meyer. There's a three from the right side, up and good by Hayden Frank. Frank with his second three-pointer of the period. And just like that, the lead is back to one. All the way in, driving layup. Holtus couldn't get it. Driver tip in, put back, whistle foul. Johnson County Central will be at the line. Wyatt Ludeman will go to the line, and he'll be shooting two shots for the Thunderbirds. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter, 34-33. Foul is on Anthony Kuma, his first, team foul number three. Ludeman's free throw, up and good. Wyatt Ludeman with his first point of the afternoon for the sophomore. The 6'1 sophomore will have a second shot coming here. Second shot is up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon that time. And it's 36-33. The lead is back to three for Johnson County Central with 44 seconds to play in the period. In the corner is Carson Frank with the basketball. Frank goes down to Connor Zegar. Zegar back to Frank on the right wing. Johnson County a pressuring man-to-man defense now. Holding the ball to Zegar. Clippers are going to play for one shot here. 24 seconds to go. And a whistle, and I think a foul on the baseline going to be called on Johnson County. Foul is going to be on Jonathan Duncan, his second personal, team foul number two on the Thunderbirds. 21 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Handling the ball is Maddox Meyer. He lost it out of bounds. Meyer bobbled the pass. It got away. Johnson County's going to get the ball back and a chance to play for a final shot of the period. There are 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 36-33. JCC up by three, and they'll have a chance to play for one shot here. Down court, bringing the ball up is Trey Holtus. They meet him at midcourt with the defense. Off to Ludeman on the right side. Underneath, Jonathan Duncan. Back to the top of the key, Speckman. Speckman comes to Holtus with 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Holtus dribbles, gets a pick from Duncan. Takes it all the way in, has the ball stripped away. There's a little floater in the paint. Shot is off, no ball. And at the end of three quarters, Johnson County on top, 36-33. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, 8 minutes left to play in the ball game. We move to the fourth quarter. Johnson County up 36-33, and the Thunderbirds will have the first possession of the ball game, of the quarter, rather. Ludeman with the ball. Gives off to Speckman, who comes to Holtus on the right wing. Holtus penetrates in the paint. Fall away, jump shot up, in and out, tipped around, rebound taken away by Hayden Frank. Frank on a fast break, whips it into the corner for an open look. Three from the left side that's off the rim. Rebound, Jonathan Duncan. He's double teamed. They try to take it away. They got the steal. The shot is up and good by Drew Johnson. Duncan had the rebound. Johnson stole the ball from him and laid it off the glass. 1 point JCC lead, 36-30. Fall away jump shot in the paint. That's up. That shot won't fall for Keegan Jones on the rebound of the Clippers. Clippers with a chance to try and retake the lead. Here's a three from the left wing that's off. No good. Holtus has the rebound. He's double teamed. Holtus has a 2-on-1 fast break. Feeds it under the basket. Jones with a reverse lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Keegan Jones has 6 points. Johnson County back up by three. 38-35. 6:54 to go in the ballgame. Malcolm Clippers basketball. Right elbow. Dribbling is Drew Johnson. Johnson, top of the circle. Lucas Christensen holds the ball. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key that's up and good by Hayden Frank. That is Frank's fifth three-pointer of the ballgame, and we're tied at 38 apiece with 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Holtus with the ball to the right wing. Ludeman. Ludeman in the paint. Off to Speckman. Speckman with the ball right at the free throw line. Flips it out onto the left elbow to Holtus. Speckman in the corner for three. Left side, it's short. Duncan has the rebound. Duncan tries to clear it. Takes it in. Fall away jump shot. Duncan can't get it. Rebound pulled down by Drew Johnson. Boy, Johnson County Central's had a lot of those this afternoon. Right under the basket, and the ball just will not stay in the hole for him. Tied to 38 apiece now with 5:57 to go. Here in the ball game, all tied up. Handling it is Lucas Christensen for the Clippers. Christensen on the dribble. Puts it in the paint. It's loose and stolen away. Ludeman comes up with the steal. He'll give his outlet pass off to Holtus into forecourt, who finds Speckman. Again, they find Ludeman with the pass. He dribbles between the rings. Right elbow, Speckman in traffic. Duncan off to Holtus. Holtus down into the corner. Right side baseline. Can't get free for an open look. Ludeman from the right wing for three. Got it. Ludeman nails the three. Wyatt Ludeman, his first field goal. He's got 5 points, and it's 41-38. JCC back up by three as we near the five-minute mark. Here's a step-back two-pointer that's up and doesn't go. Rebound Johnson County Central. Stripped away, knocked away by the Clippers. JCC will keep the basketball. Down there battling for it was Keegan Jones. He had the ball knocked away from him, and then the ball went rolling down the hallway, and the referee has to go down and retrieve it. Jones will inbound it now against full-court pressure. They get it into Holtus, a press being applied now by the Clippers. Still trying to break the press. They need to get it across the line. They're going to have to hurry. Ball is tipped away. Now down court it comes to Ludeman. Ludeman in forecourt, inside to the left elbow. Here's a three on the way. Holtus got it. Trey Holtus with the three. He's got 17 points. Timeout taken. Malcolm, 44-38. Johnson County up by six with 4:49 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny
101.3. 44-38, your score. Johnson County Central with a six-point lead here in the fourth quarter. They trailed by as much as 10 on two occasions, both times managing to battle back. And now, here in the fourth period, they have a six-point advantage with 4 minutes and 49 seconds left to play in the basketball game. Coach Chris Lewandowski is one unhappy basketball coach right now. His body language and demeanor over there during the timeout let the kids know that he's not happy with the way things are going. Hayden Frank brings it into forecourt to set it up here. To the right elbow, it goes to Carson Frank. Carson driving lay-in up and got it. Carson Frank with his first 2 points got a lay-in inside the lane. Four-point ball game, 44-40. Full court pressure now by Malcolm. They've gone to a press. Holtus breaks the press. He's in a double-team trap. Got rid of it. Moving to the basket underneath. The dunk shot is up and good by Duncan. great assist under there. I think Schuster's the guy that got it to him. Jonathan Duncan with the basket. He's got 12 points, and the lead is back to 6 at 46-40. With the ball now, Maddox Meyer. Meyer gets a pass underneath Frank. Shot blocked away nicely by Holtus. Loose basketball, stripped away, coming down with it, trying to hang on to the ball, and he got it over to Jonathan Duncan. Great footwork across the way by Keegan Jones not to turn that thing over. Keegan Jones with the basketball to the left wing, Ludeman in the corner. Down deep on the left side of the basket is Ludeman. Bounce pass to Duncan. Duncan tries to move inside the paint. Works his way in, backs up to the basket to the right side. Shot is up to Jones and good. Keegan Jones with the basket. Jonathan Duncan with the assist. 48-40. Biggest lead of the ballgame for Johnson County. Up by 8 with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Here's a turnover. Clippers threw the ball up into the stands, and now Johnson County Central has momentum on their side. We're down to under 3.5 minutes to play, 3:27 to go. JCC with an 8-point lead, their biggest lead of the game, and they have the basketball after that Clipper turnover. JCC's basketball. Ludeman across court. Underneath, Duncan is there. There's a driving lay-in up and off. No good. Duncan follow shot. Tip in, put back up and good by Ludeman. Wyatt Ludeman. Suddenly it's a 10-point lead for Johnson County Central. 50-40. Thunderbirds with the lead with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Make a note of that. 50-40 at the 3-minute mark. Here's a three that's up and off. No good. Johnson County with the rebound in the basketball. Thunderbirds can afford to slow it down just a little bit now. Inside goes Speckman. Speckman gets swatted as he puts up a shot. I think they're going to say the foul came on the floor, though, before he shot it. He got hit in the eye here. Speckman rubbing his eye as he kind of caught one across the face. The foul is going to be on Carson Frank, his first team foul number 4. They may have, Speckman may want to come out. No, he's going to stay in the ballgame. All right, we're down to 2:48 to go, folks. It's 50-40, Johnson County Central with a 10-point lead. Thunderbirds have the ball under their own basket. Trey Holthus will inbound it to the right side of his backboard on the baseline. Gets it into Duncan. As I said, the Thunderbirds don't have to hurry here. They can slow things down a little with a 10-point lead. Underneath the Duncan in traffic, he can't get a shot. Ball is turned over, then stolen right back by Holthus. Pass from Holthus under Ludeman. Ludeman with a shot up and good. Trey Holthus with the assist. Wyatt Ludeman with the basket. Johnson County opening this thing up to a 12-point lead. 52-40. 2:23 to go. In traffic. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and good. That basket put in by Drew Johnson. Timeout taken by Malcolm. It's a 10-point Johnson County lead. 52-42. 2:19 to go in the game. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson County Central came from 10 points down to go up by as much as 12 a few moments ago. They led it 52-40. Now a quick 2 points by Malcolm. It's back to a 10-point margin. 52-42 is our score. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading the Clippers from Malcolm. 52-42 with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left to play in the ballgame. JCC fans, scoot up a little closer to your radio here. Let's see if the Thunderbirds can hang on now. Jonathan Duncan will inbound this against a full-court press. Full-court man-to-man press here by the Clipper. Duncan gets the ball inbounds to Holthus. He's double-teamed. Holthus has the ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Malcolm. JC will have it. That puts the clock down to 2:14. 5 more seconds aspired there. Now Jonathan Duncan will inbound it on the side in backcourt. Again, full court pressure. They get it into Ludeman. Ludeman starts up court. He's double teamed. Back to Holthus. Holthus down court. All the way goes Ludeman for a driving lay-in that's up and off. Tipped around Duncan. Follow shot. No. Rebound trot down, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Oh, they're going to foul on Johnson County Central. Wow. Brandon Speckman gets called for the personal, his first, team foul number 3. 2 minutes to play in the game, 52-42. Quickly down court, Connor Zegar with the ball for the Clippers. Zegar on the right wing, bounce pass up top with it. Maddox Meyer couldn't get open for the 3. Now dribbling into the corner, fall away, jump shot up and good. Put in by Connor Zegar. Zegar makes it an 8-point ball game, 52-44. We're down to a minute 40 to go, Johnson County Central. Coach Kirk Ferris up saying, just slow things down here, guys. We're not in a hurry. We're not trying to fast break. Holtus dribbles between defenders. They'll reach in and foul him deliberately. Carson Frank will be called for his second personal, team foul number 5. Not yet into the 1-1 bonus. That's only team foul number 5, so JCC will inbound it on the side in forecourt. They inbound the ball. Get it into Jones. Across court it goes to Holtus. Holtus being chased after. They may just come up and deliberately foul again. That's what they're going to do. Hayden Frank called for the personal this time. That's team foul number 6. Meanwhile, the clock has wound down to a minute 21 to go here. Still an 8-point JCC lead. The next foul will put Johnson County to the line shooting 1-1. They're going to have to hurry. Jonathan gets it in. Duggan inbounds to Holtus, whistle and a quick foul. And that's team foul number 7. Foul is going to be on Maddox Meyer, his first. And now at the free throw line, Trey Holtus. Let's see. Trey has made 4 out of 6 from the line, all of those back in the first half. He has 17 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 1-1 with a minute 19 to go. Free throw is up and good. Trey Holtus got her down. He's now hit 5 out of 7 from the line. And has 18 points in the basketball game this afternoon. The lead is 9 now, 53-44. Holtus ready for his second free throw. The shot is on the way up. It's good. Johnson County back up by double digits by a 10-point lead. Clock running at a minute 15 to go. Long 3 up and off, no good. And the rebound to Johnson County Central. Great job down there battling after that loose basketball for the Thunderbirds. There were 3 defenders down there, and right in the middle of all of them was Keegan Jones going after the ball. Keegan came down with the basketball and got fouled. The foul is going to be called on Drew Johnson, his second. Keegan Jones will go to the line, his first time to the line. He's got 8 points so far. A minute 11 to play. Front end of the 1-1 is up and off. No good. Rebound to the Clippers. They'll come down in a hurry with it with a minute 4 to go. Ball is loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Goes off the Clippers. Johnson County gets the basketball. A minute 3 to go. 10-point lead for Johnson County Central. With a minute and 3 seconds to play, JCC's basketball. Inbound it comes. In a hurry all the way down court. On the dribble is Holtus. He's dribbled in and out of defenders. Around he goes. Bounce pass to the right side. Back up to Holtus at the top of the circle. Holtus dribbles between 2 defenders. A reach-in foul is going to be called. Fall City girls are arriving here for the upcoming game. They'll be facing the Auburn Lady Bulldogs as they go filing past our broadcast point. 49 seconds to play in the game. At the free throw line is going to be Trey Holtus shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. Trey Holtus put her down. Back to an 11-point lead now, 55-44. Just 49 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the scoring. Second shot is up and good. Also, Trey Holtus has had a big night here offensively. Big afternoon, rather. 45 seconds to play. 12-point JCC lead. Clippers with the ball. They'll launch a 3 from the right wing that doesn't fall. Battle for the loose ball. Coming up with it, Connor Zegar. Zegar flips it out to his teammate, Maddox Meyer. Long 3, top of the key, off the rim. Meyer doesn't go. And the rebound to Holtus. Not much point in fouling here. Oh, the ball was all the way down court, loose with the basketball. A whistle. They're going to say kicking the ball, I think, here. What are they going to tell us happened? Oh, they're going to charge a foul to Keegan Jones. So we're down to 22 seconds to go here. That's kind of academic. Jones doesn't really mind. 22 seconds to play. The clock's not running. There we go. Into forecourt. Frank. Frank gives it up to Zegar. A couple of dribbles here on the wing by Johnson. There's a three from the right elbow that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Holthus, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Holthus will just dribble it out, and there's your basketball game. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds come from behind this afternoon and take a 56-44 win over the Malcolm Clippers. We'll pause for a 2-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the postgame show after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. At Community Medical Center in Falls City, we care about the health of our neighbors, friends, and families. Please help us as the spread of COVID-19 and its variants are on the rise. Remember, wear your mask when in public, maintain a respectful social distance, cover coughs and sneezes, wash your hands frequently, and use sanitizer and clean and disinfect frequently touched areas. Let's continue to take care of ourselves and each other, because at Community Medical Center in Falls City, we love our communities.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger varsity wrestling program. The boys picked up their 6th place finish this past weekend at Raymond Central. Leading the way for the Tigers were Jaden Nolte and Wyatt Olberding with a 1st place finish, and Thomas Fields and Caleb Zulkowski with the silver medals. Congratulations, guys, from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Weeping Water High School. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds take a 56-44 win over the Malcolm Clippers. Here's a glaring statistic that jumps out at you. Johnson County Central wins the game by 12 points. From the free throw line, the Thunderbirds went 10 of 15 this afternoon. The Malcolm Clippers, meanwhile, did not shoot a free throw, 0 for 0. So a 10-point pickup there, and the Thunderbirds down getting their pictures taken with the hardware here for their 3rd-place conference finish. So let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Malcolm Clippers, they had 2 players in double figures. Drew Johnson finished with 18 points. Hayden Frank had 15 in the ballgame, 7 for Connor Zegar, 2 points for Maddox Meyer, and 2 points for Carson Frank for their total of 44. For Johnson County Central, led by Trey Holthus tonight, he had 21 points in the game. Jonathan Duncan, also in double figures, first time back after missing a couple of games, he finished with 12. Ryan Ludeman had 9. He had some big points there late in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Keegan Jones. Brandon Speckman off the bench added 4, and Cameron Schuster with 2 for their total of 56. Again, from the line, Johnson County Central 10 of 15, and the Malcolm Clippers 0 for 0. So, Johnson County Central takes 3rd-place honors here over Malcolm. Up next, we're scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip-off. Now, I don't know if they're going to hold the game that long or not. That is when it's scheduled, and most likely for people that are driving here to come to the game, they may wait and start it. So just stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. Whenever they decide to start this next game, we'll have live coverage. It'll be the Falls City Tigers and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. So that's where we stand for this one. Right now, we're going to send it back to Colin Feldkamp at our studios, and we'll be back with more basketball here on Sunny 101.3.